The Birth of Sleipnir by Killari. 'Tis known that Zeus in olden days seduced his lovers many ways, as swan, gold shower, cuckoo, cow, and ant, although no one knows how. Greece had no beauties left to yield, so he set his gaze further afield, and there, mid Asgard's shining halls, he spied a youth, fairest of all, Loki, Odin's younger son, a lover waiting to be won. Now 'tis well known in Greece back then, gods would often sleep with men. Lesser known that you would never find two gods sleeping together. For though young men could play the harp, no god could take a woman's part. The Aesir men were stricter still, but Zeus had always had his will. He racked his mighty brains with thought, until he found the plan he sought. A subtle plan, and rather strange, like most of his. It meant a change, for he had settled on a course. He would become a Jotun's horse. He set out, searching for a time amid the ice of Jotunheim, until he found a Jotun man who would help him with his plan. Ask for Freya, I'll build the wall. Ask for the sun, you'll get it all. Zeus was believed, although he lied, and soon, trotting at the giant's side, a stallion to Asgard came to build the wall of later fame. No one could build a wall so soon. Who cares what he is asked as boon? Said Loki, offering sly advice. And the Aesir thought it sounded nice to have a wall and give no pay, so his advice carried the day. The wall was built both fast and strong. The Aesir wondered what went wrong. No horse could carry such a load. As Zeus pulled each day up the road, afraid of losing moon and sun, they came together, every one. When Loki found that he was blamed, intent on casting off the shame, he said that he would fix their plight. He'd find a way that very night. The next day at the quarry there stood a handsome, slender mare, dark of mane, eyes green as grass. Zeus knew his plan had come to pass. So Loki ran and Zeus pursued, while the Jotun stormed and stewed, knowing soon he'd lose his prize, with Freya right before his eyes, when he declared that he'd been cheated. Thor was called, the giant defeated. Thor was not pleased after the fight to learn of his brother's plight, and though he searched the hills and fields, his seeking offered little yield. Loki returned some months later. A foal in tow, there'd be none greater ever born to ride a race. Thor caught him up in glad embrace, and though some laughed, his family were glad to see him home safely. And if any wondered where the horse had gone, now things had run their course, they never knew that he was home, back in Olympus, on his throne. The Birth of Sleipnir by Killari, read by Min the Psychic.